I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, July 23rd. Well, demolition is underway of the former Family Dollar store and adjacent buildings on Hancock Street in Quincy Center to clear the way for two new apartment developments with a restaurant and some open space. The Family Dollar store will be home to the green space, and the adjacent buildings will also be torn down to make way for a 15-story apartment complex on one side and a 7-story apartment building with a restaurant on the other side. Developers Sam Slater and Joey Akari are overseeing the projects. Construction is also underway on another apartment development along McConville Way in back of the Hancock Street developments. That will also include new retail space and a new parking garage. New traffic signals on C Street in Quincy will be tested today. The police department says the new overhead traffic signals at C Street, at Moffitt and Norton Roads will be turned on today and tested to make sure they're working correctly. The testing will begin at 9 a.m. and could cause some traffic delays in that area. Once the new signals are working properly, the old signals will be turned off and covered up until they can be removed. The new signals are part of the state's project to rebuild C Streets. Well, the cause of the deadly fire at the Gabriel House assisted living home in Fall River last week is still officially undetermined, but investigators have narrowed it down to two possibilities: smoking or the failure of a resident's oxygen device. State Fire Marshal John Devine says the fire started in a resident's room on the left side of the second floor. Investigators found an oxygen concentrator and numerous smoking materials in the room. Smoking is the leading cause of fatal fires in the country. Regardless of the exact cause of the fire, officials say the presence of medical oxygen played a significant role in the fire's rapid spread and the ensuing tragedy. 10 people were killed and more than 30 were hurt in the blaze. It was the deadliest fire in Massachusetts in 41 years. Spokesperson for Gabriel House owner Dennis Etzkorn said in a statement that there were quarterly inspections of the fire suppression system, the latest as recently as 5 days prior to the fire, and that test reported the sprinkler system to be in working order. Spokesman also said authorities took several sprinkler heads for further investigation. Fall River's Mayor Paul Coogan said only 2 people were working at Gabriel House when the fire broke out. An employee says both were new to the job. There were 70 residents at the home during the fire. At a news conference, Governor Healey says the state will be giving $1.2 million to Fall River to hire more emergency response personnel. 3 days after the fire, the city agreed with the firefighters' union to increase staffing at the fire department. Hundreds of workers at Fenway Park and MGM Music Hall are preparing to strike. Aramark employees with Unite Here Local 26 say as many as 700 workers are prepared to walk off the job as soon as today. It comes after no progress was made in the latest bargaining session between the Fenway Sports Group and the workers. Last month, the union voted to authorize the strike. The workers, whose Aramark contracts expired in December of last year, include barbacks, beer sellers, cashiers, catering servers, cooks, souvenir vendors, utility workers, and warehouse runners, among other roles. The workers are asking for better wages, scheduling, and automation protection. Unite Here represents workers in the hospitality industries of Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Electric bills for customers across Massachusetts are set to rise slightly next week as electricity supply rates change for most Eversource and National Grid customers on August 1st. Electricity supply rates reflect the cost of the electricity that powers homes, excluding delivery costs and state-mandated fees changed by utilities. The rate change is based on the cost of electricity on the open market. Eversource announced that its basic electricity supply rate will increase from 13.2 cents per kilowatt hour to 14.8 cents. National Grid stated its basic supply rate will rise from 14.6 cents to 15.4 cents per kilowatt hour. Customers can avoid the rate increases by exploring alternative electricity providers or checking to see if their community offers a lower rate through community aggregation, a process where cities and towns purchase electricity in bulk. City of Quincy does participate in community aggregation. Single-family home sales were up 5.5% across Massachusetts in June, and at the halfway point in the year are up 3% over the same period last year. The Warren Group said the over 4,700 sales last month brought the 2025 to date total number of single-family sales to 19,065, a 3% increase over the same period in 2024. Although there have been more houses changing hands this year, the median price for those sales has continued to climb. The median price for the homes that sold in June was $687,500, up 3.1% over last June. And the year-to-date median sale price sits at $620,000, up 4.1% over the same time last year. In the greater Boston area, the median price for a single-family home has reached $1 million. Buyers who are not insistent on a single-family home could find some welcome news in the condo market. There were 2,056 condo sales in June, up 6.1% compared to 1,938 in June of last year. The median condo sale price did drop 0.3% to $568,250. The over 9,000 condo sales in the first 6 months of this year represents a 4.7% increase over the same time last year, but the year-to-date median price is up just less than 1% over the same time last year. Massachusetts was ranked the best public education system in 2025, according to Wallet Hub, notably in core academics and safety. The personal finance company conducted a diversified analysis across 32 different metrics, including high school graduation rates, math test scores, reading test scores, and overall safety. Among all 50 states and the District of Columbia, Massachusetts earned first in the quality and safety of their K through 12 schools. Since the 1600s, Massachusetts has been the home to the birth of national education and says, quote, always led the way when it comes to providing students with the best education, according to Governor Healey. The recognition is a testament, she says, to the students, teachers, parents, and staff who have invested their time and energy to help school systems succeed. Wallet Hub highlighted Massachusetts for producing the highest percentage of students scoring 3 or higher on the 2025 AP exam, an internationally recognized evaluation of high school students' mastery of college-level courses, which can also serve as a factor in the college admission process. The state excelled for its fifth year in a row, placing highest in the nation. The Healey-Driscoll administration attributes the school's successes across the state to an intersectional partnership with educators to continue statewide efforts like universal free school meals, funding allocation, and developing mental health-focused frameworks for students. Now, the free Wally Beach Wednesdays concert series presented by the Quincy Chamber of Commerce continues tonight with a performance by Bell Bottom Rock and Roll Classics. Free concerts Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on Wollaston Beach, right across from the Clam Box. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 179. The NASDAQ dropped 81. The S&P rose 4. Asian stocks rallied. The dollar rose. The euro is down. Oil at $65 a barrel. Sports, Phillies beat the Red Sox 4-1. Play again tonight at 7:05. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly sunny with a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid, high of 91. Friday, hot and humid with an afternoon thunderstorm, high 96. And then partly cloudy, 84 for a high on Saturday. For the boater, waves 1 to 2 feet, southwest winds at 5 knots, becomes southeast 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots, and waves 1 to 2 feet. High tide, 10:49 a.m. Sunrise, 5:28, sets at 8:12. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, July 23rd.